Shai Davidi from Sportsnet covering the Toronto Blue Jays. Shai, how's it going today?
All right, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just breaking down a number of different things. And the Blue Jays finally make the headlines for the wrong reason over the long weekend, as it wasn't so much who played, it was who didn't. Vlad Guerrero Jr. sits on the holiday Monday. What was your reaction initially to the sitting of Vlad Guerrero Jr., and I guess your reaction to the reaction of the sitting of Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
That's a good way to phrase the question, because both were interesting in different ways. You know, you look at it on my first reaction, it's like, huh, that's odd. Why would you sit Vladimir Guerrero Jr. against lefty David Price in opener against the Red Sox on a holiday when you're expecting a big crowd? And so I thought that was pretty curious. And, you know, I understand that they want to rest him, but periodically, but it didn't seem like the ideal time. And then the reaction, the way people got so angry about it was, to me, very, very compelling. And I think a few things going on. Like, at its basis level, it's just like you've got a holiday Monday, an afternoon game. People who are either coming to the game or putting it on TV, they just want to see the player that all the hopes are pinned on for a rebirth of this team. And you can understand why they'd be upset. But then for it to get so visceral and the fury to be so substantial, I was a little bit surprised by that. But I also, you know, taking a step back and thinking about it, for a lot of fans, particularly for the more casual fans right now, you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the prime attraction on this team. And then, you know, you take him away on a day when everyone's looking forward to watching him, you're like, well, you know, what's going on here? You know, it's a 20-year-old kid. Does he really need to rest? And all those things. So, you know, I thought the level of anger probably caught me off guard a little bit. But, you know, I do understand where it was coming from.
I want to start this by saying I had no problem with the Jays waiting as long as they did to call up Vlad Guerrero Jr., but do you think the reaction would have been as strong if the team would have called up Vlad Guerrero Jr. when people wanted them to, instead of when contract situations would suggest they should call him up?
Oh, I think if the Blue Jays had, you know, if not for the injury and they were manipulating his service time, I think that it would have been tenfold from what they just experienced the past couple of days. You know, that would have really been something. And the Blue Jays, you know, they got lucky in that regard, that the injury gave them some cover for that, you know, for them to not have him start the season with the big league club. So, you know, the Blue Jays didn't have to do that. I think for them, that turned out to be very fortunate. But, you know, the other thing that, you know, really grabs me from this is that, you know, people really are fascinated and are compelled by Vlad in a way that, you know, they haven't really been tied to an athlete in these parts in a long, long time. You know, even Austin Matthews, it doesn't seem to be as emotional for people as it is with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. right now. And it's really intriguing why he's captured the imagination in a way that other athletes haven't.
With the rest situation with Vladdy, is this how it's going to be all season, or is this just kind of easing him back after the injury, after missing parts of spring training, or are we going to see this type of schedule for Vlad Guerrero Jr. into the dog days of summer and through September?
Well, it's not just with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The Blue Jays, you know, as I wrote today on Sports.ca, I mean, they have some measures, tests that they do for strength and capability, measuring fatigue, to try and see, you know, where there are potential danger spots or spots or vulnerable spots, and they want to base their rest to some degree based on that. You know, they also have a bench that they want to get into some action, because there's a lot of young players who are just, you know, essentially, the Blue Jays are throwing a lot of stuff at the wall, trying to see what sticks. So they want to get other players some playing time. So this is going to be the case for Vladimir Guerrero all season long, to a certain degree, and for every other player as well. Now, you know, the question is, you know, does it merit it? You know, does he really need this? How much does he need it? You know, I'm not buying the he's still being built up in spring training. You know, he's been ready for this for a while, and you know, he's been going at it for a bit. I don't think that, you know, going 7 days in a row as opposed to 6 days in a row would have been jeopardizing him. But you know, the Blue Jays have more data than we do. They've got people who are trained and are far more specialized than I am in that regard. And so, you know, that was clearly the feeling on Monday.
He wins Offensive Player of the Week with 4 home runs in 6 games. Has he, whatever was causing him problems before, has he figured this out, or are we now seeing Vlad Guerrero Jr., the player we thought we would?
Well, certainly seemed like it. And, you know, look, he was doing a lot of the good things that you need to do early on, but he just wasn't getting results. And, you know, to a certain degree, you know, pitchers were just like painting on him a lot of the time. You know, he was getting, a lot of borderline pitches. There were very few pitches in the heart of the plate that he could do some damage with. He probably expanded the zone a little bit at times as a result of that. But you've really seen that patient, disciplined approach from him over the past couple of weeks, not just strictly in the results, but just the quality of at-bats, the way that he's taking borderline pitches, he's forcing pitchers to come into the zone. He's doing a lot of the things that are continuing to do a lot of the things that have generated success for him. And certainly the results have started to come in line as a result of that.
Player who had quite the night last night, Rowdy Tellez, drew a lot of attention with how he played in September last year. The Jays make a trade on the eve of opening day, which kind of lets him get into the starting lineup. What have you seen from Rowdy Tellez? And is he, at 24 years old, is this someone who is a big part of the Blue Jays' future?
He's certainly got a chance to be. And he's got a super interesting backstory. It's a guy who fell in the draft. The Blue Jays ended up taking him in the 30th round as a flyer just in case they had some money left over. They didn't sign their first-round pick, so they ended up having the budget to sign him. I think it was $800,000 he ended up getting. And he's a big-time power bat, but he's not just a power guy. You know, he's a pretty good hitter, too. And one of the reps on him is that, you know, he struggled a little bit against left-handers, but Charlie Montoya has been giving him some rope against left-handed pitchers in recent weeks, and he's certainly shown an ability to at least hold his own against lefties. The 2 homers yesterday were against Rodriguez, a left-hander in the Red Sox rotation. So those are all really good signs. And look, you know, power plays in today's game, it's hard to find and to get a power hitter who can do a little bit in terms of, be a more complete hitter, someone who will take some walks too. That's somebody who's going to get some rope. So does he have a chance to be a part of the future? For sure. Will he absolutely be? Well, we're going to find that out.
Awesome stuff, Shai. Thank you for doing this today. Really appreciate it. And we'll chat about players who are playing very soon. Thanks for doing this today, man.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too. There is Shai Davidi, Blue Jays insider for Sportsnet.ca.